Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is hit by the pitch. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price strikes out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline who is chasing the ball. Foy reaches third base with a triple. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 1 in the game. Price hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. Price moves to second. Jim Landis pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Price moves to third. Euler moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Gladding covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Petrocelli. Horton moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to third. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Foy hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Price hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lenny Green pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Dick McAuliffe now playing shortstop. Mike Marshall now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards the mound. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli is hit by the pitch. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to third. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 2 in the game. Moorhead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Price hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.